الله وبركاته والاختصار. Question here is, is it okay to greet friends and family Juma Mubarak?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How on Eid day it is sunnah to say taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum, as mentioned in Bayhaqi, as mentioned in Fathul Bari. So that is a sunnah in Nabawiyyah. But many a time we will meet our family, our parents, our siblings, our children, grandchildren, Eid Mubarak. So Eid Mubarak is permissible, but is not a sunnah. So similarly, you send out messages, Jumma Mubarak and so forth, it's permissible. But if people elevate its rank and status and say it is compulsory or sunnah, then that becomes a bid'ah and not permissible. Similarly with Eid Mubarak, that if people are saying it is sunnah or compulsory, then it becomes an innovation. So therefore, it's not permissible. Just like this mess, iftar and all that they have nowadays, people. So all this is not permissible in Islam. A woman must be at home, but now you bring the women out right in the public, and that also Maghrib time, and then there's intermingling, there's videos, and that, which Sharia allows all that? The whole process of mass iftar, totally haram and not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, how do we make qaza of etikaf if our etikaf breaks by leaving the masjid for a few hours? Last year my mother passed away while I was in etikaf and went for her mayyat for a few hours. Am I sinful?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, grant your mother Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. All of us who lost our parents, grandparents, and they passed away with Islam and Muslims, the most effective dua, Surah 14, Chapter 14, Verse 41, Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. O beloved Allah Jalla Wala, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established. Regarding etikaf, remember if you are in Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Europe, America, most parts of the world, so your etikaf will start tomorrow evening, that is Saturday evening, before sunset. You should be already in the masjid for the men, and for the ladies, the room you have designated, you should be there inside already. But if you are in South Africa, Southern Africa, then our etikaf will start and last 10 nights will start on Sunday evening. And that is before sunset, you must be in the masjid or for the ladies in that designated room, and you make your intention of the sunnat masnoon etikaf. Now understand the fatwa. You were in etikaf. I'm surprised it took you 1 year, brother, to ask this question. So nevertheless, that when you were in etikaf and then your mother passed away and then you broke your etikaf. Etikaf for you non-Muslim listeners means seclusion. We stay in the mosque daytime, nighttime, and that is we don't meet our wives, our children, all of them. Yes, we can chat with them via the cell phone and what have you. But nevertheless, when I say we don't meet them, meaning that we can't go to the house and so forth. We must be there in the mosque, remember, in the masjid, in seclusion. So now the fatwa and verdict is this, only according to Hanafi is this. So what you must do is, if this year now you are not going to be in etikaf, then even today you can do that, tomorrow you can do it, in a weekend you can do it. So the qadha will be 1 day only. So from, for example, today Maghrib time till tomorrow Maghrib time, you remain in the masjid, and obviously you will be fasting. So that is 1 day qadha, irrespective which day you broke the etikaf, not fast broke the etikaf. So you just have to make 1 day qadha. That is the fatwa verdict according to the Hanafi school. Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, there's no qadha for etikaf, so you don't have to worry about it. No, there's no sin, my brother. Your mother passed away, so obviously you have to go. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant all of you sabre jameel, our mothers, parents, we can never forget, and Allah grant marhuma and all the marhumin who passed away with Iman Islam Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la.
Mufti Sahab, this is Rashida again. I need some personal advice, so I'm inviting you and your Fatima to my place here in Cape Town for Labaran Eid. All expenses paid with return ticket. Can I expect you and yours?
No, you can't expect us, and you mustn't phone again for all these things here, please. I'm not interested in you and not interested in your invitation, and please don't contact us. So I will be there in Komatipur for Eid, inshallah. My program will be, inshallah, that Monday night I will be in Barberton, and inshallah on Tuesday day in Malalan, and Wednesday day in Komati, and inshallah Eid will be on Thursday, so I'll be there also. So please don't come with all these things here. We got more important issues to discuss. So Allah will give you some good rashid, and don't contact us regarding these issues. Please, sister.
Why are old people not techno-savvy, as they live in a digital world, but still prefer to cook on a coal stove? How do we deal with old people as they don't understand as youngsters? But disco is the way to go, as we don't have to leave our homes. Technology rules.
But you're not understanding that old is gold. You know, if you study your grandparents, your parents who are 50, 60 years and above, go and see how strong they were. Go see how, you understand, they were active and so forth. You youngsters today, whole day you busy with your computer, whole day you busy with your laptop, whole day you busy with your phone and so forth. You can't even run 2 kilos, 5 kilos. You just sit there and become a potato couch and all that, eat popcorn the whole day and watch movies, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood and Tiger Hood, all shaitans, you understood. So you must look. I give you one easy example. Okay, that you love to cook with your microwave, and me, I don't like this microwave food and so forth. So remember that I will prefer the old way. Why? It's much healthier. So today, all this what you call techno-savvy and what have you, that the side effects of it and everything else that comes with it, take your phone. You just press something wrong, Allah forbid, how many haram things will come, the porn sites will come, the chat sites will come, and some people do it deliberately, but sometimes it happens inadvertently also. You want to see something, but that adverts will come, and so forth, and what, and what, and what. So remember, this is how they want to control your mind. You see our children, I give you an easy lesson, brother. So you got your children 2, 3, 4 years old. So you have Disney. When I was growing up, we only knew Disney and all that for comedies and so forth in the 60s, okay? Today, if you study Disney and Disney Entertainment and so forth, they already made it their policy. And they say that 50% of our content will be queer and gay and lesbian business. So they're already sending subliminal messages to your children, grandchildren, and they must start accepting it. It must become a norm in society. You can have two fathers, you can have two mothers, gay business, lesbian business, transgender, all that must be equal, okay? It must be normal, and they must desensitize us. So therefore, we say, brother, that is how, once you call this in Arabic, al-ghazwul fikri, that they control your mind and your thought process and so forth, and therefore this ummah, the majority, 80% of the ummah, scholars, no scholars, whatever, you go around, I travel so many places, and you can see that this ummah, Muslims, they suffer from ihsas ekamtari, they suffer from that inferiority complex. In the mind and the heart of majority Muslims, they got these two ideas, the West is the best and white is right. We say you're talking nonsense, you must remember. What West did for us? They murdered our 1 million people in Iraq, 500,000 children. Madeleine Albright, the Jewish lady, dispatched to hell, the harami. And remember, she said, it's worth it? And 75 years occupation, murdering, killing our babies, and the West is supporting them? And you still say they're the best? So remember, you need your brains to be checked up. Are you really sane or insane? And then we say that white is right. That is because we lived under apartheid and so forth, so that apartheid rubbed off onto us. Remember that. So we reject all this. We say Islam is the best, and we will share it with the rest.
Mufti Saab, I don't know how many salahs I have missed in my lifetime. How do I catch up with it, or do I just start off fresh?
Remember that from the time you became baligh, baligha, mature, 1980, 1990, 2000, 2005, whenever. So from then you work out not the minimum amount, the maximum amount. If you are sincere, then every day from today after sunrise you will start. And even now you can read before Fajr, after Fajr you can read. So yeah, by us sunrise today is 6:15. So if a person wants to read Qaza Salah now, totally permissible, whether in the masjid or whether at home, better in the house, that he reads the qada, salat and so forth. So for qada, you have ample time. Only time you will not read is at sunrise and at when the sun is at the zenith and 15 minutes before sunset and sunset time. Besides that, day and night you can read qada. Fajr you read 2, Zohr you read 4, Asr you read 4, Maghrib you read 3, Isha according to Hanafis you read 4 and 3. According to majority scholars you just read 4. You don't have to make qada of the witr. And remember two issues here. You will find the messages going viral. Lot of these messages are just concocted messages, fabricated, all lies. Ikhtilaq and abatil wa akadhib. That's the words in Arabic we use. So which means concocted, fabricated, absolute lies and propaganda. So they will tell you the last Friday. Today is Friday, next week Friday, just read 2 rakat salat, just read 4 rakat salat. Then all your qada salat is valid and so forth. All that is nonsensical, there's no such thing. Then you'll get these Salafi characters. Salafis are Muslim, but majority of them in this day and this age are dhal and mudwil. They lead people astray. One simple test I give them. I say condemn MBS and say he's a murtad. Till today I haven't heard one Salafi scholar, South Africa, publicly in a Jummah bayan saying MBS is murtad bin shaitan. I will be there in Cross B Muaz bin Jabal. We say it every day. So I'm saying it now, MBS is murtad bin shaitan. So you must be clear on these issues. Yeah, they got one concocted story. They say that no, you just make tawbah and you don't have to read qada salat. They're using the Hanbali school, but it is, you must remember that this, they are being disingenuous and they are being, remember, not 100% honest. This is dishonesty in scholarship. Why you don't give the full fatwa of Ibn Taymiyyah and Ibn Qayyim and Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam and them? They say if a person miss salat, then deliberately, like 90%, 80% of the ummah is doing nowadays, that person is murtad out of the fold of Islam. That person's nikah is broken. The children that are born are all haramis, illegitimate. وَلَمْ يُدْفَنْ فِي مَقَابِلِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And that person will not be buried in a Muslim graveyard. But these are the people, they want to bootleg everybody, so they can't say that. So they just say, no, make tawbah and it's fine. So this is intellectual dishonesty and very poor scholarship on your behalf, Salafis. Therefore, I call you scholars for dollars, just like the other mufatiyas who close the masjids and so forth.
Mufti Saab, I want to know if you ever sat for etikaf. Tell us about your first etikaf and if you enjoyed it or not.
MashaAllah, I only said once for etikaf. You see, I got married in 1399 Islamically on 10th of Shawwal, the day Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, got married, the nikah took place to Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. So I said, I'm going to marry in Shawwal, and after marriage for me it might be difficult. So 79, I was on holiday in South Africa from Pakistan, Karachi. So I sat in the Heidelberg Masjid. You see, some youngsters, they sat with me. They just rather record, you understood. But because I was there, so they used to respect a little bit, you see. But anyway, only once in my life I sat for Sunnat Etikaf, 1979. So make dua we weak, you know. So mashallah, now we got good excuse, media, you see. That we teach you what is the true Islam, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, is it correct to say that if we did not fast intentionally during Ramadan, 60 consecutive fasts should be done in its place?
No.
So my question is, if we miss one day intentionally, do we still have to keep the remaining part of Ramadan because we still have to do 60 days after?
You see, ignorance, therefore Quran Kareem says, Inni a'udhu bika min al-jahileen. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from ignorant people. So ignorance is a curse, remember that. So now Islam teaches us, you're a Muslim, you are sane and you are mature, and you are not a traveler or somebody who's ill and sick. Deliberately, intentionally, dida danista in Urdu, qasdan wa amdan in Arabic, you must your fast. So, naqsha alayhi al-kufr. We don't say he's a non-Muslim, but we say when you keep on doing this, we fear you might go out of the exit, you might exit Islam. Because why? You're just taking it so light, you know. So you must make sincere tawbah, and only one qada is compulsory, and there's no 60 fast. 60 fast is when you are fasting already. You started fasting like now. And thereafter, there was no excuse, deliberately, intentionally, you went to break your fast, you went to your wife and got busy with her, and so forth, told her, I'll give you a Jummah special, you see, a Friday special, and now you did everything. So that case, one qada is compulsory, and 60 fast is compulsory, kafara, for desecrating the sacredness of the month of Ramadan. So that is what you should understand. The way you pose the question is only one qada, but a major, major, major sin. So you have to beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Speaking about the person who asked about salat, my uncle, two uncles, remember that one passed away in the masjid whilst reading witr salat. There it was in Porteous Room. Allah Ta'ala, not Bamli Kaka, other uncle. So remember Umar Kaka. So anyway, you must remember 30-35 years qada he made, and very sincere. Other uncle, 10-20 years qada, he made Thursday night in the Masjid Musalla, he passed away while making dua. So if we are sincere, Allah will show us, remember, the signs of qabooliyat and acceptance. Last question, Maulana.
Mufti Sahab, is it jayiz to give the huffaz a hadiya on the completion of the Quran for performing Taraweeh?
Maulana Salim Kareem, I'm sure you were there in Karachi. I remember you, Maulana, from those days. You were our manager in the kitchen, in the mess, you know. So there was one brother of ours. I'm sure you remember him, Hafiz Suleiman Tikli. You remember him, Maulana?
Yes, I do.
So now I came to study in 74 in Karachi, a Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya, Newtown, Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, Rahimahullah. 74 we were in Umrah with Sheikh Hazrat bin Nuri, 75 Hajj also. Anyway, so 74 my parents came, we were in Umrah. 75 I decided to stay in Karachi. So my brother Hafiz Suleiman Tikli, so he and myself, we went to one masjid nearby the Madrasa, and we spoke to the trustees. We said, ke hum parana chahte hai, we want to read Taraweeh. They said, very good, we're looking for somebody. So one night, Suleiman Tikli would read 12, and I would read 8. Then the next night, I would read 12, and then I would read 8. Like that, we would alternate. Now we completed the Quran Sharif. So now they gave us, we didn't expect anything, they gave me a big parcel, and for him, they gave him a small parcel. So they could see we puzzled. Now we asked, what's happening here? So they say, nee, ye Molvi sahab lamba kurta pente hai. This Molvi sahab, he wear long kurta, for him big parcel. And for you, Suleiman, you wear short kurta, short parcel. So if you didn't ask, you take it, no problem, my brother. You can't make condition not permissible. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.